Chicago's very own Bob Surratt starts your day. WGN.
8:39, when Marianne gives her savvy tips on Fridays about relationships, I always think she's got ulterior motives, and I think this may be the case with this morning's topic. Marianne, is there something you want me to know or to think about? Is that what this is all about?
Well, you know I don't beat around the bush, but I do like to do research on relationships and see what the experts out there are saying. And maybe I do a little bit of, like, comparing, like, how our relationship fits in. But I came across this bit of information, and, you know, it just gives us something to think about, right?
So this is what the experts say happy couples are supposed to do for each other?
Right. Not just what they do, but these are eight things that specifically happily married couples do for one another without being asked. How many times have you heard me say that? Without being asked. That's key.
More than eight times. All right.
Yes, exactly.
Just eight things. Okay, let's hear this list.
Okay, and this is from marriage counselors and relationship therapists. Okay, so the first one is they pay compliments. That sounds simple, right? Like, you look nice today, or dinner was delicious, and that can make a huge difference in a marriage, because we all want to and need compliments from those that we love the most.
And I know most people are sort of lavish with compliments for friends and coworkers, but maybe not necessarily people they live with. But I'm not guilty of that one.
You're not guilty of that one,
no.
Because you're always paying compliments. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm a little guilty of that one. I should pay you more compliments, I think.
Yeah, I'm working on my list.
Bob,
for you.
So
yeah, don't worry.
Nice today.
Yeah.
Okay, they express thanks. That's the second one. So when your partner does something for you, say thank you. It sounds really simple. And we, like you said, we do it with other people, but we sort of like take it for granted when it's our day-to-day relationship, and maybe we don't say thank you, and it costs nothing. And not saying thank you can cost like everything, because it kind of accumulates that feeling of not being appreciated.
No question.
Okay, the next one down is they take on a chore for the other. So, you know, like,
I don't know if I like
chores.
This one. I'm not sure.
We each have chores, and then, you know, sometimes you can do what the other person normally does. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
you have like three chores or something like that.
You're gonna.
And I have like 23 chores. Sometimes you could just. We had a big argument about this the other day.
You're gonna go fill up the car with gas and go to the dry cleaners and go to the grocery store. Are you?
And let's not have a war on who does what, okay? Because I'm going to win every time.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Next one down is they apologize when they screw up. So when you're wrong, don't even think about it twice about admitting it. So happily married couples are those who've been through a lot. They have fought enough times, and they know to apologize to each other.
Yeah, I spend too much time defending myself before I get to the apology, but eventually I get there.
Yeah, but it sort of waters it down, Bob.
I know.
Okay, the next one down is they do something that de-stresses the other. And it can be just like a simple, out-of-the-blue gesture, like, I don't know, like setting up a bubble bath, lighting some candles, and just doing something that shows your other half that you want to help them de-stress.
Okay, so in other words, you know, like today I won't come home from work.
Why? Is that stressful for you?
No, for you.
Oh. Okay. All right. Next one is they get physical.
Now we're getting somewhere.
But I'm not just talking about sex.
Oh.
It's like even a light touch on the shoulder or a kiss on the cheek when you walk in. Because marriages thrive on regular physical contact, and small gestures of physical attention mean the world to all of us, because we all want to feel loved, and it releases all of our happy neurotransmitters, too. Right. I think that's like a key thing. I mean, don't you feel that immediately when you touch somebody,
yes.
When you touch me? Or, you know, because I,
yep.
immediately I feel it. I don't know even how to describe it.
Yeah, scientists have said that it's chemically good for you.
Yeah, it really is. Okay, and then the last two are, one is that they send their partner out. So encourage your partner to go out with their friends so that they can have some downtime that's just like, you know, I mean, I that I'm always encouraging you to do that. I think that I taught you how to go out with the guys. Did I?
Yeah, because I usually don't like to do anything. But yeah, hey, I'm all for that. I don't understand these guys who don't like it when their significant other goes out and does something without them, because then, you know, you get downtime as well.
I don't know any guys like that. But the last one is they send themselves out too. So that way you give your partner some downtime. You know, and it's a huge gesture. So, you know, be okay with leaving and making plans with your friends. And, you know, it's just the best way to contribute to the happiness in your marriage.
No problem with that. By the way, Dean Richards, I think, stole your idea, or maybe he got it from you, because he's sending out recipes now, just like you are.
Bob, a lot of people do that. He's probably been doing that for a long time.
No, he just started doing that. What do you have on Savvy Planet, savvy-planet.com? I put a dash between Savvy and Planet. What's the recipe this week?
On the website that people, anybody who's subscribed on Tuesdays, they receive a free recipe from us. And the one that's coming next week is something that you and I had last week that it was a total experiment, but oh my God, it was so delicious. It's a vegetarian dinner that was basically sweet potatoes topped with guac, topped with fried eggs, and a few other like little things. And I mean, this is going to be part of our rotation because it was really, really good, wasn't it?
You know what? I don't like sweet potatoes, but I like that dish.
That was so good. And it's super easy to make, and it's, you know, easy on the calories. It's healthy. You know, every once in a while, you can just make a vegetarian dinner, even if you're not a vegetarian. So go to savvy-planet.com and subscribe, and you'll get that recipe on Tuesday. And also this week, we are going to be having coupons for everything on our website is going to be on sale for Mother's Day gifts. And, you know, gift ideas. So there's some great gift ideas there.
I'll be home soon, Marianne, and I'll be expressing thanks, paying compliments, taking on chores, apologizing, and getting physical. Get ready. See you soon.
Okay. See you. Bye.